good afternoon. Well, Tuesday was a cracking session for the Aussie market. In fact, the ASX 200 rose by 164 points. That's a gain of 2.9%. So we actually finished at intraday highs today at the best levels of the day. It also was the best day in 6.5 weeks for our market. It means we've had back-to-back gains now in excess of 2% as well. The ASX 200 not only closed above 5,700 points for the first time since March the 11th, but we're also only 20 points out from 5,800 at this stage as well. This is despite not receiving a lead from the US market last night or markets in the UK, which were both closed for public holidays. We're also in the fifth consecutive week of gains locally, and we're also sitting at the best levels in 11 weeks. And that's a similar sort of story for other markets around the world, in the US, in places like Germany, which rose about 3% last night, in Japan, also in the UK and France, and not too far away from those 11-week highs at the moment. So, look, the market has generally, I think, been encouraged by the fact that we're starting to see the global economy reopening and slowly coming back online. There's a bit of pent-up demand after we had those huge falls in the month of March, where the market fell in the order of 21%, and also heavy falls, of course, in the late part of February as well. This was all triggered, of course, by the COVID-19 and all the subsequent restrictions and the uncertainty that surrounded that current that situation. Also, what's helping is signs today that the US market is likely to come back online in positive territory tonight. In fact, US futures pointing to a gain in the order of about 2%. So that could mean the Dow Jones hovering around 25,000 points. It could see the S&P 500 also testing that 3,000 point level, which hasn't happened in quite some time as well. And that leaves markets around the best level since the early part of March in the US potentially. So that certainly has been a positive. And I think the positivity there has been enough perhaps to offset still the concerns that are brewing in the background of the trade tensions, not only with Australia and China, but also the US and China, which will certainly remain a risk for weeks and months ahead. But today we had gains pretty much everywhere. Every single sector was up. More than 80% of all stocks on the ASX 200 also improved. The banks certainly made the biggest difference, because we had three of the big four banks lifting by between 6.5%. Westpac was the standout today. Property stocks did very well. So shopping mall owners, companies like Centre Group, which is behind Westfield shopping centres here in Australia and also New Zealand, it rose about 5.5%. Companies in the travel industry or that are reliant on tourism also did very, very nicely. So companies like Flight Centre, Webjet, Sydney Airport, corporate travel, casino operators like Crown and The Star also jumped up by about 2%. Qantas was up 5.5%. But keep in mind that some of these companies are still way off the levels that were at pre-COVID-19. And an example here is Flight Centre, which rose in the order of 9.5% today, still trading around that $14 per share mark. Back in January and February, the stock actually was sitting at around $35 to $40. So still a very long way to go to recoup the losses we've had in the last couple of months, with, of course, planes grounded and travel and tourism essentially non-existent. Even Air New Zealand managed to bounce back. It was actually down quite heavily this morning, and that was after the company came out with an announcement and said that it will post an underlying loss this financial year. This will be the first in 18 years that it's done so, if that's the case. It couldn't give any specific guidance because of the uncertainty of the impact of COVID-19. And together with the expectation that travel also isn't likely to get back to normal levels for quite some time, according to Air New Zealand. Afterpay was up 1.3% today. It was a volatile day for the stock, but at one stage this morning, it did crack fresh record highs, rose above $50 per share for the first time ever. And that's quite a remarkable comeback, considering that back in March, its shares were actually trading at around $8 to $9. So it's gone from about $8 to about $50 at today's levels. And things that have helped Afterpay in recent weeks and months has been strong sales, also strong growth out of places like Australia, but also the US, and also the fact that one of the world's biggest companies, Tencent, the tech giant out of China, has bought a stake in the group in recent times as well. Coca-Cola, we heard from Coca-Cola Amatil today, it fell about 1.5%. The company said that COVID-19 has reduced sales by about 30% in April and May, but things have started to slowly come back in recent weeks. What has hurt, of course, is the fact that COVID-19 has impacted some big holidays and some peak periods for the group, like Easter, for example, like Ramadan, and also Anzac Day, all holidays that tend to see Coca-Cola demand lift quite strongly. Downer EDI, the engineering group, up about 7% today. It also struck a deal with Fortescue Metals, so deepening its relationship. It's a $450 million deal here for the next 5 years, and it'll be doing early works for one of its mines in the Pilbara in WA. Southern Cross Media, that was the standout on the market today, despite there being no news from the group. It rose about 15.5%. So gains pretty much everywhere. Looking forward to tonight. We do have some reports out of the US. There's an update on property prices for the month of March. We also get home sales for the month of April. So backward looking, but still certainly will receive some attention. And the Aussie dollar finally sits at about 65.8 US cents. So we'll look forward to see what happens in global markets tonight as all of those markets like the UK and the US come back online after being closed yesterday. And if we see a strong performance, we'll see if that provides another positive lead for our market tomorrow.